And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We want to invite you, if you haven't made plans yet for Sunday, to join us on Father's Day at Celebration Tabernacle Church at 10 a.m. We're going to have a dynamic service celebrating our fathers in the earth and our Father in heaven. So come on out Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa.
Go right there, guys. On this Friday morning, I'm going to give way to the ladies.
All these past few weeks, we've been talking about life in the Spirit. We're going to start this morning with 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself shall become disqualified. So what does Paul say? I discipline my body. Who? Him. His own body. So who is to discipline our body? Us. Ourself.
Yes.
But I discipline my body.
Yes.
And do what? Bring it into subjection. Subjection to what? The word of God.
Align it. Yeah.
I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. So he's not talking about for physical fitness purposes. He's talking about for spiritual purposes. I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. Because if your body's not coming to church, then your spirit's not coming to church. You know, sometimes people say, I'll be there in spirit. There's no such thing. In order for your spirit to get there, your body has to get there. In order for your body to get there, your soul, your carnal mind has to make a decision and stick to it so your spirit can get there. So all things, three things have to be in alignment. All three. So we go by the Spirit. We know that we need to be in the house of God. We know we have to have our different disciplines and such in order to build our relationship with God. Just like with anybody else, you have to set time aside. You have to mark time for that person that you're developing a relationship with naturally. And you have to mark time to develop a relationship with God, to be intentional about it. Because when we're not intentional in our relationships, usually they fade away. So it's the same way with God. We have to be intentional in our walk with God, in disciplining ourselves so that we are able to do the things that are going to benefit us, work God, allow God to further work through us here in the earth. You know, I always think about it because it's so true. When we're going in disobedience, when we're doing things we have to bring our body into subjection for, like alcohol, like smoking, like drugs, you have to bring your body into subjection to do those things because the natural body is rejecting those things. That's why people are throwing up. That's why you're coughing, different such. The natural body is rejecting it, but we bring it into subjection when we want to continue to indulge in alcohol, if we want to continue to indulge in smoking, when people want to continue to indulge in drugs, they're bringing their body into subjection because the natural body does not want those things, but they're building it into subjection. So if we could do that for things that are ultimately ending in death, that are not good for us, how much more should we be willing to bring our body into subjection, into a spiritual discipline to be able to learn the things of God, to be able to do. We override our body a lot to do the things that are no good for us, but we also have to be able now to override it to do things that are good for us. I remember when I used to go out and be out late at night and such, you know, just having a good old time in the world. I knew I had to be to work at 6 o'clock in the morning, but I would just kept saying, well, if I get 5 hours of sleep, then it go down. Well, if I get 4 hours of sleep, well, if I get 3 hours of sleep, I'll be all right. Well, if I could just get 2 hours of sleep so we could extend our time out doing mischief. But then we're not going to church. Oh, I didn't get 10 hours of sleep last night. I can't make it. I'm too tired. So we bring our body into subjection in so many ways to go do disobedience. So we have to transfer now that discipline into building our spirit man.
So we need to understand now, we're body, we're soul, and we're spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the body is our physical part, and we need this to operate in this realm. So God created it so we can live on this earth. And it's just like NASA. The astronauts that go into space, they have to create a whole nother suit so you could put it on, because this body cannot live in outer space. So we have to put a special suit on. Now, you're wondering what the soul is. I'm going to tell you. It isn't the God part. Mm. It's the mind. Soul winning is winning people to God. The soul is our intellect, emotions, and how we feel. And it wavers according to how we feel. It's the will, the mind. It's how we feel. It wavers. It's not the part that connects with God. And the spirit is the part that connects with God. And I want to tell you, it's the same exact spirit that was in the Garden of Eden. It is the spirit God put in us specifically so that we can communicate with God. And we all need to come in alignment as long as we're here.
In Luke chapter 1, verse 46 and 47, it says, Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. Yeah. So she brought her soul into subjection of the spirit.
Come on.
My soul magnifies the Lord. What does it mean to magnify something? It means to make it bigger.
Big.
So our soul and our reasoning in our logical thinking and such, we have to turn our attention to the spiritual things, magnify those things. We're magnifying the things of the spirit in our mind so that we give our attention to the things of the spirit, because of that, she was able to receive spirit.
Yes.
To receive Jesus, the conception of Jesus by the spirit, because it wasn't physical. It wasn't a physical act between Mary and Joseph that brought Jesus Christ into the earth. And the Bible tells us, make sure that it's very clear that Joseph and Mary didn't even come together in that way until after Jesus was born and then time passed.
Yes.
So they want to make sure that there was no human interference. So when the Spirit of God came and ministered to Mary and told her what was getting ready to transpire, she had to receive it by faith. She had to put all human reasoning aside. She said, how can this be? I have been with no man. But then it was a spiritual override to the natural. It was a spiritual override to carnality. And she said, let it be unto me according to your word. And then conception took place by the spirit. And then when Joseph, now he gets a dream and it's told unto him, yeah, she is with child. Yeah, it is by God. So he said, okay, I'm not going to interfere with that. I'm still going to take Mary and take her as my wife. And I'm still not going to consummate the marriage until after Jesus has been born and time has passed. So it's beyond human interference. The situation now is beyond human interference. Jesus came into the world beyond human interference. And he came to do what he was sent in the earth to do, to bring reconciliation back unto mankind, to humanity, to be reconciled back unto God. He came to be our Passover lamb. He was without spot. He was without blemish. He was the Passover lamb. He had the attributes of the Passover lambs that they initiated in the Old Testament and such. None of his bones were broken. The Passover lamb was not allowed to have broken bones. There was different attributes. They put the hyssop up to his mouth when he was being crucified, and it was the hyssop that they used to put the blood of their sacrifices onto the doorposts and such in the Old Testament, so the spirit of destruction, the spirit of death could pass over. So all the different attributes of the Passover lamb are reflected in the New Testament through Jesus Christ. And once Jesus Christ went to the cross, that was once and for all sin. Once and for all. You don't see, after Jesus Christ went to the cross, them continually bringing blood sacrifices into the house of God, to the altar, in order to atone for their sins. Because through Christ, all of our sin has already been forgiven on the cross. How do we receive all this? By the Spirit, the same way that Mary did, because it doesn't make sense to our carnal mind. It doesn't make sense to be able to reason it out. Why? Because we weren't there. We didn't see what transpired. But we have the Word of God, and we believe it by faith. We experience life in Christ through faith. But then we have substance of it. We have the reality of following the Word, and we see the manifestation of it. We see that it is true. We have proof. We have evidence of the Word in our life, which then continues to drive us to continue to serve and to go in the ways of the Spirit. Allow the Spirit of God to lead us, because it brings forth transformation. It brings forth change. Jesus said it himself. He said, with men, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So we have to be looking unto the Spirit for possibility to be able to move us forward in order to do what God has sent us in the earth to do.
So on this Friday morning, as we wrap this whole thing up, and Pastor Emily tells us today that man is, the composition of man is body, soul, and spirit. And she gives the definition of all three. Now, so when we realize, and know we have the understanding now, that my mind is not my spirit. My flesh is not my spirit. My spirit is separate. And it is that part of me that worship God. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him how?
In the spirit. And yes. In truth. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.